Welcome to today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread. Today's reading, titled Gentle Speech, was written by Patricia Rabin. I was on Facebook, arguing. Bad move. What made me think I was obligated to correct a stranger on a hot topic, especially a divisive one? The results were heated words, hurt feelings, on my part anyway, and a broken opportunity to witness well for Jesus. That's the sum outcome of internet anger. It's the term for the harsh words flung daily across the blogosphere. As one ethics expert explained, people wrongly conclude that rage is how public ideas are talked about. Paul's wise advice in Timothy chapter 2 gave the same caution. Don't have anything to do with foolish and stupid arguments, because you know they produce quarrels. And the Lord's servant must not be quarrelsome, but must be kind to everyone. Paul's good counsel, written to Timothy from a Roman prison, was sent to prepare the young pastor for teaching God's truth. Paul's advice in verse 25 is just as timely for us today, especially when the conversation turns to our faith. Opponents must be gently instructed in the hope that God will grant them repentance, leading them to a knowledge of the truth. Speaking kindly to others is part of this challenge, but not just for pastors. For all who love God and seek to tell others about Him, may we speak His truth in love. With every word, the Holy Spirit will help us. Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is from 2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 22 through 26. Flee the evil desires of youth and pursue righteousness, faith, love, and peace, along with those who call on the Lord out of a pure heart. Don't have anything to do with foolish and stupid arguments, because you know they produce quarrels. And the Lord's servant must not be quarrelsome, but must be kind to everyone, able to teach, not resentful. Opponents must be gently instructed, in the hope that God will grant them repentance, leading them to a knowledge of the truth, and that they will come to their senses and escape from the trap of the devil, who has taken them captive to do his will. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, thank you for those convicting words. Help us to refrain from speaking when it will only provoke anger and division. Give us the wisdom and the discernment to speak wisely with others so that we can avoid futile arguments. Thank you, Lord, for showing us how we can be kind and loving to others. Lord, it's in your name we pray. Amen. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.